Hey, just the man we all want to hear from right now. Tom Skilling joins the show right now. And Tom, I'm not even sure where to begin. This is a real doozy.
You know, Anna, it's amazing. The snow we've gotten here, 18 inches came down in Evanston. That's the heaviest total. But you got Midway at 17.7 inches. Lakeview, 14.5. Lincoln Park, 17 inches. The Douglas neighborhood, 17 inches here in the city. Albany Park, 16. And then you go west, you go out to Aurora, 2.6 inches. DeKalb, 1.7. Belvedere, 1.8. Plainfield got 4.8, Ottawa 3.2, Carbon Hill 3.5, Rensselaer, Indiana 8 inches. So this really is amazing in the way it's hugged the shoreline. It's the counties near the lake that have received these extraordinary amounts of snow on the ninth consecutive day of measurable snow, no less. So we've put three consecutive 6-inch or greater snow events together since January 25th. These are all quite unusual stats. And you know what, Anna? I was looking at stats. I've been working with our Frank Wachowski, who's the official observer down at Midway. And I've added up all the snow that's fallen at Midway Airport in the last 2 weeks alone. And that comes to over 41.5 inches of snow. So what that amounts to is we've gotten as much snow at Midway Airport, more snow in the last 2 weeks than we normally get in an entire season. Gee. So this is quite extraordinary territory we're in here meteorologically. And it comes on the heels of a winter that was slow to get going. We were running way above normal on temps, way below normal on snowfall, and bam, it's hitting just the last couple of weeks. Pretty amazing.
It is. You know, I wonder, will this be, if you compare all of the snowstorms we've had, and we've been doing this right along, will this President's Day snowstorm be one we'll be talking about for years to come? Where does this kind of rank among others, Tom?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You go to O'Hare, and O'Hare had only 7.5 inches of snow, and yet Midway had the nearly 18 inches. So it's really one part of the city that's been hit a lot harder than the other part. And O'Hare is our official station now. That's the benchmark observation location. So if you take the O'Hare number, this is not all that extraordinary. You take the Midway number where we used to take our official readings, and this would be right up there among the top snows. It doesn't hit the top three, but it certainly would rank as a significant snow. So I think, yes, we will be talking about this for a little while. Even though there are folks, I'm sure, listening to us now are saying, hey, I didn't get all that much snow out my way. It's purely a lakeside phenomenon here. And that goes into northwest Indiana and the lake snow belts there. People were writing me on social media from Chesterton and Valparaiso in Indiana saying, we don't know where we're going to put all this snow. And here's another one on top of it. By the way, another big snow number was down at Valparaiso. They've come in around 18 inches, too, out of the last couple of days. So these are all astounding numbers, Anna, no question about
it. Totally. And one of the big, you hit on one of the big headlines a lot of folks are talking about is this disparity or the difference between the snowfall at O'Hare, the official recording station, and then Midway.
Yeah.
I mean, like, enormous difference. What kind of accounted for that, Tom? Tell us more about that.
Well, you know, this is a lake-enhanced phenomenon, and I'm still marveling at the fact that I'm looking out on the lake right now from the north side of Chicago. It's ice-covered and snow-covered as far as you can see, and yet we ingested enough extra moisture from the lake to get this snow to lay out along the shoreline. Couple things happen with lake snow. First, you need a big temp drop in the lower mile of the atmosphere. That encourages air off the lake, which is warm and warmed by the lake water relative to the air around it, to rise and make clouds and make snow. So we had that in place. But then you've got to have a convergence of winds right along the shoreline, which piles the air up at the shoreline. What happens is the winds come in from the north-northeast out over the lake, which is smooth, but they turn a little more northwest over land for a couple of reasons. One, the land is so cold, the lake is so warm, the air wants to move from the land out over the lake. And so this northwest flow at the ground level off the landmass hitting the northeast winds along the lake piles the air up there, and you get an upwelling of air that produces, you know, these almost convective, like, you know, concentrated snow bands that produce the kind of phenomenal snow accumulations that we've seen in the city. And our models did a great job with it. We have the BREEDA model today that shows, you know, events on this small scale occurring. And boy, they did a marvelous job on this. So the technology today is pretty extraordinary.
No doubt about it. I want to talk about technology in just a second with you, but we have to pause here. Also want to talk about temperatures, Tom. As I understand, there are some slightly warmer temperatures ahead for us, so we can talk
yes.
about that. And some weird things going on nationwide, just craziness, coast to coast, too.
Yes.
So we'll pause
yes.
for just a minute, if you don't mind, Tom, and then we're going to check our roads with Mary Vandevelt, and then more with Tom Skilling coming up here on WGN. Back with Tom Skilling here. We've been talking about all the snowfall, Tom, and more to talk about with there for sure. But hey, I did look at your sort of 7-day outlook here, and maybe some good news with temperatures around the corner, huh?
Yeah. You know, we're going back to the low 30s by late in the weekend. So we've got some cold days ahead. Tomorrow morning, you know, these clouds will break a little tonight. That'll allow massive cooling on top of this fresh snowpack. But we're talking about getting up to 33 by Sunday, and same thing on Monday. So that's a bit of a reprieve from this cold, which really has been concentrated in the last 12 days. We're really 12 days into this Arctic outbreak. It seems like it's gone on forever. We had been exceptionally mild going into this, so this has been quite a jarring change. But there is that comeback, as you mentioned, that's going to bring us back to something closer to seasonal, if not slightly above seasonal levels by next week. Now, will this turn off the snow machine? Time will tell. There are a couple of little snows still in our future here. One on Sunday, as a matter of fact, and we could have some light snow back in tomorrow afternoon. We're still getting some flurries off the lake into the evening hours. But at least warmer temperatures ahead.
Good to hear. You know, hey, I mentioned also the coast-to-coast kind of the weather
oh, yeah.
that we're seeing. It's a little crazy out there. I saw in Texas getting tons of snow, and even in Galveston, as far south as there. And then I heard that the temperatures in some parts of Texas today are colder than Moscow. That sounds pretty crazy to me. Wild.
Yeah, it really is interesting. And you know, the irony of all this is, this cold air mass came across from Siberia. It was in Siberia in late January. It crossed the pole, joined the cold air up in Canada, intensified it, and then the whole thing slid down on us about 2 weeks ago. And then there was a blocking pattern that developed across North America, one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. Abnormal warmth through the Arctic and through northern North America trapped the cold air here and forced it all the way south to the Gulf. You're right. There's snow on the ground right down to the Gulf of Mexico. We were showing video last night on television of the steam coming off the Gulf of Mexico, much as it does off our Lake Michigan when Arctic air comes in. They call that sea smoke. That was coming off the Gulf of Mexico, and it was snowing down to Houston and all. And something else, Anna, 73% of the lower 48 is now snow-covered. That's a record. We've been keeping detailed records of how much of the country is covered by snow, and that's the highest number we've seen in the last 18 years across the United States in terms of aerial snow coverage. And yet, there's abnormal warmth. Florida, the Southwest, they've been abnormally warm and enjoying exceptional warmth. So it's not universal. And often these patterns that bring cold air into our area that's intense lead to warming in other parts of the planet, like Moscow, as you mentioned. They're in the warmer end of this whole chaotic and interesting weather pattern that we've got going around the hemisphere. So makes life interesting, I'm telling you, in the weather office, following all this. It really
I'll bet.
Does.
You know, Tom, and I heard you had you have an internet problem today. Your internet
yeah.
is down. What a day for that to happen for you, Tom. I mean, we need you on a day like today. My God.
You know, I'll tell you something. I've been working here before it went down, so I pulled down a lot of stuff, and I'm grateful for that. But, yeah, we so depend on this technology today, And boy, it when it goes down on us, it's something. So when we get done here, Anna, I'll get back online with the internet folks and try and troubleshoot this and figure out how we might get all this going, because it's a bit of an issue.
Mm-hmm. I bet. I mean, that's like a national emergency to have Tom's Killing without your maps and everything you need to do your thing. Hopefully they'll get it restored for you real soon.
I hope so. Yeah, yeah. I hope so, Anna. I hope so. But I'll tell you, I hear that our morning crew had trouble getting out of their garages and all, and I can believe the pictures that are coming in from the city are just stunning. It really is something.
Yeah. I saw that the police superintendent, David Brown, he tweeted out today. He said that my first winter in Chicago is quite a special one. He's like, he showed his car, and he's like, this is what you all call winter? I mean, it's a little crazy to someone who hasn't really been through something like this before. It's a real one.
Hey, welcome to our world, right, Anna? I'll tell you, it's true. You know, we were all kind of educated as the you know, the downside of winter around here through the 70s, and we had a couple of doozies. We've had a couple of doozies since then. But I'll tell you, this is reminiscent, some of the scenes I'm seeing around the city, of what we saw in those, you know, in the 70s, when there were such extraordinary amounts of snow, and we had bitter cold after every one of those snowstorms. You know, if you look at the winter as a whole, this is still on the books as a well above normal winter because of the warmth in December and January. But here you go through this 2-week period where the bottom drops out, and it's been more like 3 to 4 weeks since the snow started coming. And it really colors your whole view of the entire season, doesn't it?
Totally does. And here's a warm, positive thought for everyone. Chicago Police Department tweeted this out also. Superintendent Brown retweeted it. Believe it or not, spring is less than 5 weeks away, Tom. That sounds good.
Yes,
that just sounds great.
The days are getting longer. The sunsets are coming later, and the sunrise is earlier. So there's hope in the future, Anna.
We've
laid the groundwork for warmer days ahead. Or we're laying it, at least, believe it or not, in the midst of all this cold and snow.
I want to let you get to your internet problems, but Tom, can you just finish off here? A lot of folks are saying they got a lot of digging out still to do. Cars are buried. When you talk about snowfall over the next few days, I mean, do you think the city's going to have a chance to catch up to those streets and people will be able to get their cars taken care of in the next, day or two?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. No question about it. I'll tell you, the streets of Sand People do an amazing job under trying circumstances. They really do. And now, this little snow we've got tomorrow afternoon and night doesn't look like a big... We see nothing on a par with what we've just gone through in the short term. That's not to say we're done with snow. There's a system Sunday that looks kind of interesting. And a couple more beyond that if you look out 2 weeks. But at that distance, you know, details are tenuous. So I wouldn't get too worried about any of those at this point. But anyway, Anna, good luck to everybody getting
dug
out.
Thanks, Tom. Good luck to you. I'm sending positive thoughts your way to get your internet restored. And thank you for spending time with us, even though you were dealing with all that. And appreciate it.
No problem. Good to talk to you, Anna. You take care and have a great day.
You too, Tom. Great talking to you. Always is. Tom Skilling, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Great to talk to Tom on a day like this. Just good to hear his voice, isn't it?